USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy Saturday for the 2020 candidates who are trying to unseat President Trump as they hit the campaign trail. Four candidates are crisscrossing Iowa, including Robert O'Rourke.
And I think my experience, the way in which I've served, the way in which I've campaigned in Texas, what I'm learning from you here in Iowa, leads me to be able to help lead this country at its moment of truth.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says Friday's deadly attack on two mosques can only be described as a terrorist attack. Three people have been arrested and one man has been charged with murder. At least 49 people were killed and many others were wounded in the mass shooting. Thousands of folks wearing green are descending on Chicago this weekend to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The festivities all began with the dyeing of the Chicago River green. The St. Patrick's Day parade is set to begin soon, and New Yorkers already had their chance as their parade was earlier Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Anyone applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use as a reference. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from Account Temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is one of the top 10 in U.S. history, with the jackpot approaching $500 million. Now, if you were to take the cash option, you would get just over $300 million. The drawing is set for Saturday night, just before 11 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints yet that he's running for president at a firefighters conference in Washington, D.C. After 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the Electoral College to President Trump but won the popular vote, many Democrats have been pushing for changing things to make things go to where we would count the popular vote for the election. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson, and he doesn't think this will be happening anytime soon.
It would be a constitutional amendment, and it would be we passed the Congress and we need three quarters of the states. It's just not going to happen. And the reason that they're doing that is because the left waged their electoral comeback on the idea that they could bring in millions of people from south of the border who came from socialist or failed government paradigms. And when they would get here, either they would be naturalized or they could vote maybe with a wink and nod, or their children would be second generation, and they could flip formerly purple or even red states blue, and it worked pretty well with California. It will never be red in my lifetime again. But believe me, if Trump had won the popular vote and had lost the Electoral College, and many people thought that was possible, they would now be praising the Electoral College of the skies, that it was the only barrier between demagoguery and you know, constitutional stability.
And please do remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.